Greetings, greetings, greetings. This is Natural Times, bringing you the latest, most fascinating, hip, fun, innovative, and informative trends naturally. Beginning interlude is called Joe. It's the start of this liquid love that we're about to get into. This is episode 42 for the coffee lovers out there. Coffee, anyone? I know it's morning time, and that is the one thing that a lot of people look forward to in the morning. Now, there are alternatives to different kinds of coffee out there. And I mean natural alternatives. And I used to drink it. I'm not a big coffee lover, but I have drunk it when I was going in college. So I do turn to an alternative later on after I got out of college because I needed to get off of the coffee binge that I was on. So I went into a health food store. And I found an alternative that tastes just as good as coffee. Might be a slight difference because, you know, if you're a bona fide coffee drinker, you'll know the difference between the alternative and the real stuff. But I found the alternative to be pretty good, and I like the taste. And then, you know, I do put my little creamer in there every now and then to kind of give it that close to coffee authenticity. But nonetheless, I love it. And I won't introduce it to the coffee lovers because they will say, nah, this ain't the real thing. I decided to do this segment because of a family member. And why because of this family member? Because they are die-hard coffee drinkers. They, too, used to drink a lot of coffee. And they've kind of weaned down some of their coffee drinking. But nonetheless, they're going to have that first cup in the morning. Trust me. And I love this family member dearly, so this one is for you. There are different coffee connoisseurs out there. There are people who drink just a regular cup of coffee from the regular brand names that are out there in the supermarket. Then there are the diehard coffee drinkers who may go to the high-end stores to get their cup of coffee every day. And when I say connoisseurs, they don't drink just one cup. Sometimes by the end of the day, they have gone through their fifth or maybe sixth cup of coffee. Some may be more than those numbers, and some might be less. But I want to introduce to my coffee drinkers out there several natural coffee features for many of my listeners and family members. Now, these features are not talking about coffees themselves, but they're talking about the different containers, carriers that you can carry the coffee for the amount of times that you drink coffee per day, because we're talking about doing things in a natural sense on a different level, not just the coffee itself. But I'm going to come back to you with the variety of coffees that are out there that are just as natural. But for right now, we're talking about the different products that they have out there. There are products and ideas that will continue to help, assist, and maintain our personal and business lifestyles naturally. And I do say naturally. And the end word to all of this is waste less to enhance more. Meaning that you can use different things that would waste less in our environment, personal home, business, wherever. But you enhance more, giving you more the opportunity to drink more coffee. Let's start with the coffee cup, basic coffee cup that we all have at home. And then we have these in our personal spaces, or we have coffee cups that we throw away. Some companies out there are creating coffee cups that are designed to replace the traditional cup in the home, in the businesses, in our personal space. And they're creating cups that are to replace, for one, the ceramic cup. we all have our ceramic cups, plastic cup. We might have our favorite glass cup at home. But these companies are offering more of eco-friendly versions to the ceramic cup. These cups are made from the husk, believe it or not, the husk of the coffee bean, along with an organic resin that's making it eco-friendly and, my favorite word, sustainable. Here's another product that I like to give to my listeners. These are the grab and go cups. And these are for the coffee lovers. It's an all-in-one coffee cup. And it has instant coffee in the unfolded part of the cup. A cup, you know, it's folded. And inside the folded envelope, sachet, or whatever you want to call it, there's instant coffee. And it's filled with coffee grinds. The cup is pushed down at the bottom and to the sides to open it up, and it forms into a cup. Just add hot water and your favorite addition for a hot cup of Java. How easy can that go? And that's a grab and go. And they are packaged in boxes in your home. And all you do is take out one of the sachets and take it with you, or you take out one of the sachets or folded pockets and you boil some water, pour it in, and the cup opens up. Once it's pushed inside and pushed down, opens up into a cup that can hold the water and the coffee on the go, instant. And you know, we have a lot of people who are on the go that don't even have time to sit down and enjoy a cup of coffee unless it's on the way to work. So that worked for a lot of my grab and go audiences out there. And this seemed to be the biggest, one of the big trends that are coming along. Now the coffee sachet, like I said, it is it just opens up, it is biodegradable, and it will eliminate the waste and undo the harm to the environment. Meaning that once you're finished with it and you toss it, it breaks down in the environment and it won't harm the environment. So, because it's biodegradable. That is wonderful. So for some of my grab-and-go audiences, coffee lovers out there. So try one of these grab-and-go sachets. It's called a grab-and-go coffee cup. And it's an all-in-one coffee cup that will help you in the morning time when you don't have time to sit down at home for a cup of coffee. Now on to leading some assistance to those family members and listeners who prefer to use their own flavored coffee. Now, like I said, I have a family member. There is one particular brand of coffee they stick to all the time. So they have their favorite coffee. So the grab-and-go all-in-one coffee cup might not be something that they want to do because that has automatic instant coffee already in them. Now, there's a company that makes coffee cups that can be used as planters after the cup is used. Now, I'm also trying to move this family member along into being more environmentally conscious about some of the things that they do. And they're coming along slowly but surely. But this is another trend that is happening also now. And these planters, these companies are making these cups that can be used as planters after the cup is used. It comes with a sleeve of seeds. On the side of the cup, there's a little pocket and the seeds are in there. And it's just a sleeve. You can pull it out or you can leave it in while you're drinking your coffee to make you feel like you're doing something for your environment after you finish. But nonetheless, you could remove the little sleeve from the side of the pocket of the coffee, put it to the side, and then use the coffee cup with all of your favorite, using it with your favorite coffee. Have a drink. Enjoy this liquid love that you have in the morning time. And once you are finished, all you do is just add soil to the cup. You don't even have to rinse it out. Because, well, if you use coffee creamer, yeah, you probably do have to rinse it out. I understand that. But if you give it a little swish, add some soil in there, tear open the sleeves, pour in the seed, add a little soil, and then put some water. There you go. You have a planter out of the cup that you just used as after you finished, and that you can use as a planter to make a plant. Now, the other thing that's good about this is that what you can put it on your windowsill in your office. You know, everybody sees people put little things about their coffees in their office. And here you are, have coffee cups with things that are growing in there, a flower, a herb or whatever growing right there on your desk, in your windowsill, and it'll just add to the beauty. Now, the other beauty to this is that once the item inside begins to grow, the whole cup can be removed and planted straight in the ground. Nothing else. Dig a hole somewhere in your area, your community, at home, your front yard, backyard. Dig a hole, submerge the whole cup down in there, cover it up. There you go. You have a garden that is about to be started. Or if you want, I just came to me. Get a big planter. You know, they have the oblong ones, the rectangular ones, and they have the round ones. Get a big enough one. Put a lot of dirt in there. And once you come upon maybe about, you have four of these so-called sleeve coffee cups, and the plants start to grow, you can put holes in the round, long ones in the soil and plant these cups as they grow. And you have an instant garden right then and there. You could put it on your patio if you want to start it that way. It's a wonderful idea because you're helping yourself, you know, enjoy this wonderful Java. And you're also helping the environment, and you're also helping your area where you are, make it beautified any kind of way. I am so loving this idea as well. Okay, I know what you're thinking. Why do I have to go through all of these steps just to drink a cup of coffee? I got it. But you know, it adds a little happiness to everything. It adds a little, and you can say you're helping your environment as well as you're helping yourself. You are right. But why not look into preserving the community where you live? Think about it. It's just an idea. No pressure. I'm not pressuring you to actually go and purchase these cups with the sleeves, with the planters. I'm not even telling, suggesting that. But I do have some flower enthusiasts out there, people who like to grow things, and as well as love their cup of Java. So it's a win-win situation, and the two things can come together to help you out. Okay, here was one for those who like to carry their coffee, and they like their favorite mugs and cups. The coffee cup is a collapsible, reusable coffee cup. It shrinks down into a flat size, can be thrown into your purse anywhere. It can be stored away so easily, and it takes up less room. But it opens up to a full-size cup, giving you your full-size coffee luxury. All it does is that it just snaps up, and it has a full-size that you can still enjoy that cup of coffee. Once you're finished with it, rinse it out, dry it, collapse it back down, throw it in your purse, in your back pocket, your side pocket, when you get in your car, throw it in your car. It is wonderful. Comes in different colors, has its own lid that's on it that collapses. Once it collapses, it still covers it. It's an economical kind of way of using a coffee cup. There's no throwaways, there's no space taken up. It's just so versatile for those of my coffee lovers who love to carry their coffee. But nonetheless, you can have your full-size coffee luxury. All of this is to achieve without adding to our landfill or creating waste or taking up space. Also, the cup can also be used for hot or cold beverages. Now think of that. This, like I said, this cup is just so versatile. You can use it for hot and cold. Wonderful. Rinse it out, collapse it down, you're good to go. It's just so wonderful just hearing these things. And like I said, I'm not a big coffee drinker like I used to be, but I'm starting to get a jolt right about now. Finally, this is the best Java cup ever. Everyone can fully enjoy their coffee experience and get an energy boost at the same time. Any coffee lover's experience can start off with their cup is made naturally from coffee grinds. It's a literally a cup that is made from coffee grinds. It does not stop there. There's a cafe that serves espresso. Now, I have another family member who loves everything espresso. And I have a few family members that also love anything latte, mocha, you name it, they love it. And the coffee serves this espresso inside an edible coffee cup made out of fried waffle cones. The cone is especially designed with chocolate at the bottom. But this liquid must be consumed very quickly before it dissolves. Okay, I'm rushing you to get into using this coffee. But some good things do not last forever. My dear coffee lovers, if you are ready for a new experience, here's this last one that I like to give you. I saw a new coffee experience popping up, and that is trending. And this is for the dear coffee lovers that I know who are out there. How about trying wine-infused flavored coffee beans? Wine-infused. Wine, red wine at that? Oh, wow. This is just the love of all loves. You can have your decaf or your caffeinated coffee infused with red wine. So there you have it, my coffee lovers. Just knowing your first to your last cup of coffee can give you the rendition of a perfect cup of liquid love. Oh, I ran so many things down to you this morning that I guess I have to repeat it. But if you want me to repeat it and give you a little bit more information, send me a message on my podcast, Natural Times with Taliba Johnson. And we can go over this forever, because I know some of my family members will be sending me messages on my podcast asking me more questions about these various cups and which one is more suited for them and which one they like the most. Like I said, I have family members who love coffee, but this last one with the coffee, a red wine infused into it, that's just going to blow their mind. It's blowing their mind now because they listen to the podcast. So, you know me, I like to try and dip and dab in a lot of my segments that I come to you about. Yes, I do. I'm just like you. I am a consumer. And I know that once I get into one of these, I have my own idea and my own opinion about some of these products. But I'm going to try one of these. And who knows, I might just get back into drinking coffee like I used to. But like I said, I have one rendition of alternative to coffee. And I kind of like it. And I've been sticking to that one for a while. So here you have it. This is Natural Times with Taliba Johnson. And as I always say to my listeners, you have a natural day. See ya. And I usually start off the top of the segment with a poem. But I forgot to give you this poem. But this poem was very funny when I came across it. So here you have it. And it's by an unknown writer. It says, "Coffee keeps me going until it's time for wine." And it's funny that I came across this one because the last part of this segment talked about coffee-infused wine. Coffee that's infused with wine. Wonderful combination. And it seemed to be trending. So there you have it. Have a good one. Have a natural one.
The podcast you just heard was published with Anchor. Got something you want to say to the creator of this show? Send them a voice message using the Anchor app, free for iOS and Android.